Mulungu amachita mumupyamisa dabisa zinthu zolabisa kuno zimene zimachitika.
We never want to say our God out short.
Timakalikira pa Mulungu pamene amachita.
What he has promised, he will surely fulfill.
Chamene iye alonjeza, iye azakwanilisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ambuye.
I love him, don't you?
Nimkonda iye.
And of all places in the world I could be,
nipo mbalo mwaso mamene ningakhale kumziko lapansi.
I think I'm right smack in the middle of the will of God here.
Niona kuti muno mkapu mamene nabwera ndi mkati mwa
Mulungu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is
vindicated.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. The subject today is the bride is connected and cannot be tossed to and fro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I want to read two scriptures.
If you want to read,
one in 1 Corinthians. And it'll be in the 6th chapter.
Yes, I'm going to read 6.
Amen.
Amen.
He's so good to us, isn't
he? You have to know why he's no?
And the first verse of scripture is 1 Corinthians 6:17.
Chapter 6 verse 17.
He says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Let's have prayer and I'll read the rest of my scripture. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord Jesus, we come to you today, Lord. Oh God, I want to first of all thank you, Lord, for the blessing us this morning, blessing your bride, for your presence among us. It was so real and so strong. And I feel, Lord, you blessed the saints and lifted up their spirits, God. You lifted up all of our spirits and caused us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, as we're gathered together again today, I pray, Lord, that you'll just come in that special way as you always do and just bless us. And when we leave here today, we'll be saying, it's been good to know the Lord. Amen. It's been good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's been good to be in the presence of one another.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the scripture we read is speaking of being joined to the Lord. Or sometimes we'll say connected. Joined and connected is the same thing in English language. It's a matter of which word you choose. So I
want
to talk about being connected. And cannot be tossed to and fro. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The bride is connected to the Lord. And
it's
promised in His word that He's going to bring us to a place where we cannot be tossed this way and that way. Amen, but we'll look straight ahead and walk straight
ahead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there's a scripture in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew.
Chapter 24.
It talks about being deceived. Take heed lest you be saved.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
once you're connected to the Lord, then you cannot be deceived. Because you and the Lord become one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now, when a lady is engaged to a man, she has made a final commitment. And this guy may talk to her, and that guy may talk to her, and she might be tossed to and fro a little bit.
Yes.
But when that wedding day comes, and she says, my mind's made up, this man is my husband.
Amen.
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 Then she can tell all the other guys, get away.
So I know she wants to make her own time. She's not going to be able to do
it. Amen.
She's not talking to
you. Yes, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She might go to a stage where she don't know which one she likes. Which one she chooses to live
with.
But when that day comes, she's no longer talking.
Yes, I'm going to say.
She knows her man.
I see my woman are you
happy.
She loves her man.
I'm going to go now.
She stands out her man.
Yes.
And as they walk together, they will both begin to have one mind. I have an elder brother. I'm talking about the brother in the flesh. He's 83 years old. And his health is not good. A few days before we came, my wife and I went to see him. And I woke up this morning, I was thinking about
it.
I told my wife, I was just thinking about Jack, that's his name. She said, Lord, have mercy. That's exactly what I was thinking of. She said, we've got to have one man. Because a lot of times we're thinking of the same thing at the same time. There's one mind.
Amen.
Amen. Those two minds come together and become one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I'm thinking of here is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's promised in the Word of God that we'll have the mind of Christ.
When
we're joined
unto Him.
Now, when the girl just engaged, it'll be like wise in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 2, where Paul said to the bride church, or the bride-to-be, he said, I'll introduce you to Christ.
I'll
espouse you to
Christ.
He said, but I fear as the servant of God
is,
that you'll be beguiled from the simplest
bit.
That's in Christ. Or that you will be swayed from Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, she was just engaged to him. She wasn't married to him. She hadn't got joined to him. She wasn't connected to him. That was just almost potential play then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the servant got in there and began to sweet talk her. And got her looking in another direction. And the church fell away from its purity. That's why the church went into the church issue. That's why she had to go through the wilderness.
Amen.
Hallelujah, but she sinned again.
But yeah, that she was.
Amen.
Amen.
Solomon saw her coming out of the wilderness. And when she came out of the wilderness, she was leaning, come here.
Amen.
She was leaning on her beloved.
Yeah, that was something that was
Amen.
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 God,
come here, Barbara.
What is the problem?
Amen.
Amen.
I'll introduce them to Christ. Christ, and Christ was the first one. But as they started on the journey, they begin to lose that first love. The old circle was coming in a different manner.
Yes.
To get them away from that word.
What do I chalk it from out?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It said in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
That there will be a little girl. A church. That cannot be tossed. Hallelujah. Because she's joined to the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we read in the scripture that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
If you in Christ have the same spirit,
yes.
If you in Christ have the same mind, if you in Christ have the same goal, by one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I had a brother call me before I came over. He was preaching on the body of Christ and the Holy Ghost. He asked me what's the difference in being baptized in the body of Christ and being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you're an individual before God.
Amen.
You have the Spirit of God. Amen. You can be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But when you're baptized into the body of Christ, you become part of Christ along with
others.
Yes. Amen. You're just not an individual member. You're part of the whole.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You're part of the one man. You can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and still have your own mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are many people who have the Holy Ghost believing in the Trinity.
Hallelujah.
And many that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. When they're baptized into the body of Christ, hallelujah, they all make the same baptism. They all make the same ministry.
Yes.
They all make the same ministry. They all have the same goal.
Yes.
They all honor one bridegroom.
Yes.
Which is Jesus Christ. Church and a denomination. Hallelujah. They'll do a lot of different things for a denomination. Talking about Jesus all the while. Feel like they're working for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But Christ is different.
Amen.
He wants to do just what's good for you. Denomination won't do what's good for me. They want to try to get more men. They want to bring you to them. Christ, the word binds us to Christ.
Yes.
And then we have one mind, and that's the mind of Christ.
kasa wiru.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Baba.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God.
And I know her.
Because we part one another.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, Paul talks about a man and woman becoming one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, these two shall become one.
Amen.
Amen. And he talked about these two becoming one.
Amen.
Amen. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Yes, tied down in the natural. Amen. But spiritually, we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Mind of his mind. Paul said this is a great mystery. He said, but I'm speaking of Christ and the church. As long as she's just engaged to Christ. True, she has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She can speak in tongues. She can have some of the gifts. But the mind of Christ is not there.
Amen.
Indebted to the mind of Christ by a message.
Yes.
Praise God, there's a message that baptizes into the body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is given to the Lord Jesus to lead us there. The Holy Ghost is given to lead us and guide us in all truth. The Holy Ghost given to us so that we can bring our mind in captivity to the Lord Christ.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is given to us so that we can cast down imagination. And everything that's contrary to God's plan. By praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God's getting you to a place.
Amen.
Where He can bring His little bride together.
Amen.
And talk to her.
Amen.
Teach her the word.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost in her saying, amen.
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 He gets the whole church thinking the same
way.
Amen. The whole body of Christ going the same direction.
Amen.
There's no big eyes and little ears among us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're one in Christ. Amen. Been baptized into the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 So when I got through answering the brother, they asked me about the Holy Ghost in the body of Christ. He said, my God, it's the truth.
Yes.
Amen. It's like teach that Sunday morning. Somebody ask Brother Brown about baptism.
Boy,
he says there's one baptism. He says spirit baptism. Where you baptized into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're baptized into the body of Christ by a message. Amen. That message brings you into the body of Christ.
The
little fellow
want
to help us preach here. That's all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Mukakare na wabatizo wa mzimu wera.
And each one thinks different about certain things.
Kumawina aganiza mosiana.
That's coming to the stage where we're tossed this way. Then somebody else preaches this way, you lean this way. And you might say, I believe that brother got some pretty good thoughts. The Holy Ghost will begin to give you a direct revelation.
Yes.
And as we get that direct revelation, we're all praying, believing God, we all want the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We're not wanting to this work here and that work be a separate work. Maybe in separate areas. But we got the same
hands. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
God.
Amen. Paul talks about certain things being hard to be understood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A brother wrote me, well, he didn't write me a letter, and just heard him on tape. Said, Ben Howard wrote some pretty good things. But said, some of the things he wrote don't make a bit of sense. This brother said, to whom it don't make sense to? He said, to whom it don't make sense to?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They thought Paul, much learning does make me mad.
Yes.
But Titus, Timothy, and Barnabas, and all of those, and Paulus, they thought what he said was exactly right. They loved.
Amen.
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 In
2
Timothy there, Paul told you these things you've heard me say. These things you learned. Said you teach also faithful men these things.
Amen.
And make them teach other faithful men.
Amen.
You spread around in the
land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you it's not over with yet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go to God, Revelation chapter 10, verse 11. Shows a message going forth around the world, all kindred, nation, and tongue.
You understand?
It's
a
bride. Praise God.
Amen.
Now inside the bride, there's the male element. There's the male element, which is the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
And then there's the body members, which is the feminine part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when God looks at us all together, we're His bride. And within the bride, there's a ministry. And God puts the leadership in the ministry. And He gives all the members of Holy Ghost. And as they see that ministry, get up and speak and see eye to eye. Joel said we wouldn't be a gadget each other with the sword.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
We're all speaking the same thing.
Yes.
We're all speaking the same thing. Yes. All over the world, many people.
Charles Johnson.
All glory to God.
We got a
letter from Brother Noah, Brother Enoch, rather. Over in Malawi. Brother Ben, I'm one of the corn crib workers. So I'm having to get this message back. Not a different message, but the same message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we cross over Jordan, hallelujah, we leave the church ages all behind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then God picks up that fivefold ministry once again.
So, madam, we are taking a fivefold ministry. That's what we so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry didn't exist in the seven church ages.
If a fivefold ministry see nothing from seven church ages.
God used one messenger for each one of those ages.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all those gifts in the body. But it was one year and then they might have been teaching different things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Paul saw a church. He said, let there be no division among you. But be of the same mind. The same judgment. Now with that, y'all speak the same thing. Praise God, they're not. Then you are no longer tossed to and fro.
Yes.
And we couldn't do this. This has been a work of God. But now God's raised up ministers all over the world. No fighting among them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only way the bride can get out here as the wife of Christ. Now she's been engaged to him for a long time. She's been in the wilderness. Amen. Each one's all a little different. Each one was tossed to and fro a little time. Paul said, when I'm going off the scene, there'll be men who won't raise disciples. Hallelujah. Teaching another Jesus.
Amen.
But this is Jesus, his body's in the earth.
It's
not every denomination spread around the world. She's been called out of the denomination.
Hallelujah.
And she's hearing the word. She's hearing the message. And it's setting her heart on
fire.
She knows it's 100% correct. Because she's hearing the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There'll be those that still in the wilderness somewhat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They won't bring that man over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. They won't bring over that the seals, the thunders, and all those
things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And set something else out here for the bride to look at.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I love Brother Raymond Jackson.
Raymond Jackson.
He's gone on now to be with the Lord. A mighty man he was. And God used him to show us the brethren. To introduce us to
Israel.
He was preaching to the bride and he was telling her about Israel. And God knows that
essence
will stop before it gets to the perfection of the saints. Amen. So God allowed him to say to come yet 7 men. Someone asked him, Sir Bert Jackson, the word says the five-fold ministry is for the
threatening
of
God. Brother Jackson,
what will the 7 men do? He made a statement like this. He said, there to put the ice in only faith.
And that's it's not talking about we're going to your kids about
it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you something. When you get something perfected, if you do anything else to it, you unperfect it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God, you can't get it perfected. If you keep working on it, you'll get out of
perfection.
So God took Brother Jackson home and work didn't finish. As you get Brother Brown. Oh, what mighty men they were.
Oh, whatever you know, cool, Penny.
But God knew they had to take the church a little further. So many of those that heard Brother Jackson don't want to go home with God. But when you preach this five-fold ministry to them, they'll say, yeah, I know the Bible says that. But what we're waiting for these 7 men.
Amen.
I know your circle
is here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Trying to point God's mind to another ministry.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not saying Brother Jack was your servant.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But God just allowed him to say that for those that didn't want to go on with the word. So there's some happy today to stand in the door and gain. They believe in what God has done. And they're saying God's going
to
do this. And ignoring what He is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, you can stand in the door and look all you want to. You're not
going
to see 7 men walking down the road to perfect the
mind.
You're not
going to
see 7 men walking down the road with a barrel of cake icing on the shoulder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Spread the ice on the cake. Well, I'll take my cake without the ice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those that's waiting for the ice and the time, that cake will be full of worms before the ice
gets.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want my piece of cake now.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. She's joined to Christ.
Yes.
And in Christ's body, he set a five-fold ministry. That's very solidly recorded in the Word.
Yes.
Now, where some men come with a barrel of ice? I've always said, read it to me from the book. Most people say that's what Brother Jackson
said.
Hallelujah. So, well, I was sent from the Word. And they were sealed up. With seven seals. And when the seven seals opened, that was the thunder.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're not sitting here today or standing here today. All of us standing with a pair of magnifying glasses on. You know, like the Western people back in the West of the United States. The horse soldiers that used one of those,
telescopes.
So we're not standing in the door with a telescope glass.
If
Amen. They've been saying they're coming for the last 25 years. Isn't it a strange thing we haven't ever saw? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a fivefold ministry we can see. We find the bride in Revelation chapter
19,
and it's called his wife. His wife had
pleasure separated.
And unto her was granted that she should be the reigning, fine linen queen one. This must be a weekend for weddings. Yesterday we were at the hotel. They were taking pictures of the bride. In the morning, then in the evening, later on in the evening, there was another wedding. Then as we came in today, amen, there's another wedding. Hallelujah. I'll tell you that bride, she looked good, all dressed out and white. She was no longer just engaged to that man. She was married to him. He took her home with him. That's what Christ is going to do. He's going to take his wife home. Amen. And she no longer talks to that girl.
Amen.
Somebody might be standing in the door and look so hard to get their eyes blinking. You know, you stand there and you look through something, your eyes, and you rub your eyes.
They
rather hold this up here a little bit, hit this magnifying glass on this.
I'm going to go to the telescope.
One after another, and hold that telescope and look till the eyes get burning, get watery, but they ain't gonna see seven men come down the road with a bottle of
life. Hallelujah.
Well, give me one scripture where it says 5-7 men are going to come put their eyes on
them.
Amen.
Amen.
You've got to get outside the word to preach that. Amen. You're setting another object out here for the bride to look for. Amen. All right, well, I want one of you over here. Let's see. Just be all right. Just stand somewhere along with you. All right, you have to stand on the other. You go stand on the other side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, one of these brothers represents the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. But here stands the little bride now. The other brother over here hollering. Wait, don't get looking at that five-fold ministry too much, because there's seven men here. Don't you like icing on your cake? But these seven men don't bring the icing.
The bride.
She, at one time, I looked over here.
So, what you do so well?
God set a ministry. Not outside somewhere. And they bring the word to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got it up right up here. He gave some apostles. Some prophets. Some evangelists. Pastors and teachers. Now what's it for? For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of
Christ.
Not just edifying individuals,
but
edifying the body. We're a body of people.
Amen.
We're one together.
Yes.
And not only are we joined together, we're joined to Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we're joined to Him and not tossed to and fro. Being joined in the Lord and not tossed to and fro. Now let's see what the Bible says about that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. You know, here when the light shows in just a bit better. Amen.
Amen.
I want to get back to Ephesians 4 now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother and sister, the move's on for the bride.
Amen.
And God didn't send a church age messenger to get us away from the Word. He sent a church age messenger to tell us to go back to what Paul preached. You've never heard the tapes Over and over he'll say, get back to Wapalfrey. Turn back. Go back
to where you left in that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So if we go back to Wapalfrey, now the important part, I made the statement yesterday and I made
it
today. If you go back to what Paul preached, you don't preach seven tongues. If you go back to what Paul preached, you don't preach seven seals. If you go back to what Paul preached, you don't preach seven spirits of God. Because Paul brought his message and he brought it for the church. And God took him off the scene about 66 AD. One history says 68, but it's between 66 and 68.
So back at 66 AD.
Him having finished his message.
Yeah, I just think what.
But it was a full 30 years later.
Amen.
Now this is very important. It was a full 30 years later. That the book of Revelation was written. So when you bring these seven men, Paul was dead about 30 years before he was
listed.
If you go back to what Paul preached you, there's 14 books in the New Testament. That is written specifically for the Gentile bride.
Amen.
Glory to God. So if we go back to what Paul preached, we don't call a debate on where the thunder sounded. Because Paul didn't even preach anything like that. Hallelujah. That was the kingdom of heaven age mystery. That was the 13 parables, or the 7 parables of Matthew 13. Where we entire grow together. If you read the rebuke to the churches and so on, in Revelation chapter 2 and
3,
you'll see the wheat and tare going together. They had some among them that had the doctrine of, praise God. So there was 30 something years after Paul died.
So,
he was killed for the gospel. Then John, being an old man, about 96 years old, God gave him a vision.
Amen.
And told him, begin to write it down. He wrote about seven spirits. He wrote about seven candlesticks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wrote about Christ dressed like a high priest. Walking among the seven candlesticks, making intercession for the heirs of their wife. He also wrote about seven stars that Paul said nothing about. It all has to do with that wilderness journey.
But
we crossed over Jordan to Canaan's land, and this is like heaven to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. obey the voice of the prophet and go
back home.
Then that one minister called it perfecting
the saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read something to you. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Now, when Christ was here, he spoke to the church. Basically, the Jews. But he ascended on high to crucifixion. And then he left us a ministry to keep on talking to the church in his
house.
Amen. When he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto
me.
And this is the gift as written on the wall here. Ephesians 4:11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of
Christ.
Now watch how long it's going to be here. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
That's
talking about the faith Paul brought, the word.
There
we all come in unity. Alright, notice that. And to the knowledge of the Son of God. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the fullness of the stature of the body of Christ. To the measure. Let me get this to you right. I got mine marked. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, when you come to the measure of the fullness of Christ,
don't tell that you want to come to Zaro,
you're right back in Canaan land. You crossed over Jordan. You left the church ages behind. Only thing you brought over is a little pouch of a little can of manna. As a memorial
of
what God did when he brought the
church.
And then here's why it says verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. And carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the slide of hand. And cunning craftiness. Whereby they lay in wait to
deceive.
It says we're no longer tossed
to.
Amen.
Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. He was speaking them Jews and all the condition of the world. But Christ's wife had joined to him.
She's got the same mind.
The same potential. And she cannot be deceived. The elected cannot be deceived because she's predestinated. Not only can she not be deceived, she can't be tossed to and fro. Because she's joined under the law.
Amen. now free.
His mind, his potential.
And
she speaks for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then it says here, verse 16. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 15 says, but we speak in the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even
Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry began to speak the truth in love.
Ndipo ministry namba kukamba chona kumchikondi.
When you're married to your wife, you need to talk love, talk to her.
Ndipo pamene upati wakumkwati na mkazi wako uye ndio kumkambila kwa chikondi.
Part of you.
Chikondi mbali yali
mwe. You love her.
Ndipo umkonda yuye.
You let her know.
Ndipo yeye
mkonda. And she just enjoys that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here it says
in
verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together. Now what? Joined together. The whole body, not only are we joined to the Lord, but we're joined to one another.
Now,
I want to make a statement here.
If you don't know the
Bible, somebody say, I'll do what I want to, and ain't nobody's business but mine. That excludes you from the body of Christ.
Yes.
Have you heard what I said?
Yes.
That excludes you from the body of Christ. Because we're part of one another.
Yes.
We're joined together and joined to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. We all have the mind of Christ. We believe the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that don't mean that you can't question the preacher. He brings something you don't understand, don't see clearly. You can always say, Pastor, will you elaborate on that no further?
Yes.
And a real pastor that loves his church will sound be so happy. And he will take time with you till you see what he's talking about. But some was reaching, they learned in the past. If they get it, they get it. If they don't, too bad for them. Well, here he said, you join together.
Amen.
Amen. If you join together, each one's business. Amen. If I go out and get drunk tonight, it's your business. It's your business to get a drop, get your head with a
sheet
to. No, it's your business to shame you real good. Say, Brother Howard, I know that's not the way you do things. Something ever didn't happen. You got discouraged or something happened. I don't know. But you can't be doing that. Amen. Say, we love you, brother. That's not becoming. So let's don't do that anymore.
So that's a
change.
Praise
God, we're not going to lose the one.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says it's good for two brothers to walk together because if one falls, the other can hit him up.
Back
in
the way.
Amen. The threefold cord is not hard to me, is not easily to be broken. If I've got a load to carry and I can't carry it by myself, but these two brothers this year, amen, all of us can do it with ease, you know.
Amen.
We're working together.
kapela watatu chizangala chope tukakutitia.
Well, one time the Holy Back was not poor him.
Oma wina wa mwakatazati na mwana kutitia mwekudosa.
Don't make the Lord harder on everybody.
Chizangala chori imba mweni kweni.
Notice now, he said to you, join together.
Kwa maonesani wa mwakita kwa kutitia mwolu miti zikapoko.
Amen. He said, from whom the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted. I mean, that's when you move them together, see. Amen. Not one sitting over here, and one sitting over here, and one sitting over there, and one sitting over there.
I don't do that.
Or the reason that you might not want to sit close to that old brother. And you don't like it too good anyway.
That's it.
You know? Amen. Talking about compacting together.
I put your cheek out, I told you to sit up on
voice. Amen. And if you're going to have a dinner and one pull out over here, I ain't going
to
eat with
them. Amen.
Don't get too close to
them. You're going to get
too close to them. Not like that old brother's way is too good anyway.
We end up, I'm intending that's about a lot.
Amen. Well, the Holy Ghost changing all that. When you're baptized in the body, you get one man, you have the same blood, one part
yes.
of
the body.
Yes. We're part of the body. We believe the same thing. He has inducted us into one body. Amen. One message. One spirit. Hallelujah. Now, where is the ministry at today? It's part of the body of Christ. It's not an external ministry. Amen.
It's
going to be something special, something
another.
Amen. We're compacted together. Every joint supplies the other joint. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 My wife reached for a book in the suitcase the other night and cut a thing on the paper. My wife got a book out of the suitcase the other night. And the page cut a thing on the paper. And for a couple of days, that hurt so bad. Last night she was favoring it and taped it up. Because her little finger got hurt. Because God put the body together like that.
Yes.
When one part suffers, all suffers. When one rejoices, all rejoice. And so is it with the
fivefold ministry.
Now we used to have ministers that wanted ministry. This brother called him by the other brother and said, come over. And my wife said, come over and get with us and help him. The brother said, I'm not going to help him deal his ministry. I'm not
going to
deal
mine.
That's not the body of Christ. There's one ministry in the body of Christ, and it's Christ's ministry. And we're part of one another, and we're joined together. Every joint supplies the other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I'm blessed, you're blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if God bless me, I won't share the blessings with you. And that goes for any member of the body.
Now, last year we
read the Word of God.
You're
coming in to look here, and you have to notice this right here.
Okay. And many
times I said, no, I noticed
that like that. She said,
read it, let's see if you get out
of my mind.
And a lot of times they just think, oh, up to me. And we all got the same mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Amen.
So many times, I'll be thinking of something.
Never got such a thing.
And then to wife, she's thinking of the same thing. Or she'll mention to me. One day she was kind of down a little bit. But she'd been reading about the bread and water. What does it represent? I'll tell you this in closing. She was sitting there in heaven. I said, you know, I was just thinking about the bread and water. You know, she started crying. I said, what did I say wrong?
And what did you come to me?
She said, no, that's just what I was asking, Lord, what does this mean, bread and water? Amen. And that's just what I was thinking about. And I walked right in and said, amen. That's one man.
Amen.
See what Christ got for the church. When the ministry get on preach, he'll say exactly what's on Christ's
mind.
Yes. And the church will be thinking along the same line.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I believe with all my heart that this day was ordained of God. And I believe we should thank that the Lord on himself for that. And I thank God for all these brothers and sisters. We're one in Christ, and there's no big eyes and little use
among us.
Hallelujah. We're joined together and nothing can separate us. We got a letter about 2 weeks ago. From the porter that works at the hotel there in Bogota. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
All right. But couldn't say when one suffered, all suffered.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray for our brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless our brother in that special way and grant healing, may he feel better. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We got a letter from the brother worked there in the hotel.
To a limo kerela karata of a muntu a limo from hotel.
There in Malawi.
Gokuma Malawi musuma blood time.
When we were over last year, we gave him some books.
So I got a pair of my books, yeah.
And he read them.
Kavini verenga.
Listened at the tapes.
Kavini nama tapes to adwa pere.
But he wrote. He said, "This has changed my life."
Hey, ito pana verenga. Vana tiloko watina tichinja umweo wati. Ito na pato kusambi.
He said, "I didn't know God had such great things."
Kavini shaka kavini shiboko wati kuariba amashwa msangwe.
He said, Brother Ben, when you come back, will you come to my house and talk to my family and friends? Just like that condition
happened.
Amen. He's not a preacher. But a guy holds the word. He loves it so much. He wants his family to have. And he's going to gather together his friends. Said, Brother Ben, would you come to our house and talk to
me?
I said, I would be more than happy. Amen. Now watch now. Amen. Join together. And no one will toss to and fro. When you join together, you are no longer tossed to and fro. Because Christ gave you his mind. You'll walk with him always. And every member has the same love. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You have had the message. Hallelujah. Not the message of the denomination. There be some amongst us. When you hear some people sing like
this,
oh, they sing like us. Let's go and stay. It's the same as our church. We believe the same. That's not it.
Yes.
That's not it. The Bible says we are a peculiar people.
Yes.
A strange people.
Yes.
We don't behave like they behave.
Yeah.
Some people want to behave like you. The people in the time of Luther. Some people want to behave like that in John Wesley's time.
Yes.
We are in the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
And we are supposed to listen very careful to the message that we
receive. Yes.
We don't simply take any message, right? Nobody's going to come here and say, Dad, you know what I'm
saying?
I was telling somebody.
You not the winner.
I don't want someone to come here and talk about thunder. If someone comes here,
you
must talk about the fact for me.
Yes.
Because we have already crossed.
Yeah.
Why should we talk about the past? This is now history.
Yes.
The seven churches is now history.
Yes.
We know about the seven churches. You cannot stay in Moses' time.
No!
I want to take the children of Israel out of Egypt. That you can say. No, let me check the Mrs. Goa's time. No, I want to build a boat today. No!
Yeah.
But this,
right?
Yeah. So the perspective of the
same.
For the work of the ministry.
Yes.
For the edifying of the body of Christ. I don't know what to say. But I feel moved inside.
Amen.
I feel moved to preach more.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I know you feel the same. We are not like them. We don't behave even like them. We don't even talk like them. That's why they call us strange people. That's why they call us mad people. Because we don't believe like them. We cannot take this idea. I'm so like this.